Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This from the Daily Herald. Illinois and DuPage County Republican leaders are claiming the county voting machines are giving Democratic candidates and causes an unfair advantage at the polls by highlighting their names on touch screens while voters cast their ballots. Jim Zay is the DuPage GOP chairman, and he joins us on the show on WGN. Hi, Jim. Thanks for giving us your time. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Pretty good. I'm a little confused about this. I saw the video that you or somebody in your organization posted, and I've read some of the coverage in the suburbs about this, but tell me what's happening when somebody goes to use a touch screen in DuPage County.
Well, we actually had voters contact us last week, Wednesday and Thursday. When you go in, I guess it's in the way the clerk has it set up for ADA compliance for visually impaired, it actually reads the ballot. And as it reads the ballot, it will then highlight, it moves from the, reads the position that you're voting for, right, reads the name, and then highlights it. Well, you would only know that if you were wearing the headphones. So majority of the people, there's only one headphone at each polling location right now. So majority of people just don't see it. So after a certain amount of time, they'll read the office, say, President of the United States. It goes down and highlights the first person on the ballot, which in DuPage County is the Democratic Party.
So does
it just
then,
sits there.
And it doesn't then scroll down to, for instance, if you voted for Donald Trump, would Donald Trump's name be highlighted?
No. It just sits there. You have to, if you were listening to the audio portion, it would tell you, you know, it would say Joseph Biden, Kamala Harris, for next election, push 5. Well, you're not wearing headphones. You can't push 5. If you did push 5 on the keypad, it would go down then to the next election.
So it just sits there and highlights it. I got it. So if I may then, Jim, so then for each race, the first name on the ballot is highlighted, but not the ones below. Is that it?
Right.
That happens,
like I said, in DuPage, it's the Democratic Party.
And in DuPage County, is the Democrat the first on every one of the ballot points, the Congress, Senator, President, State's Attorney,
yes,
that sort of thing?
Yes, and the Constitutional, yes, is first.
Now, why is it different in other counties? Why are the Democrats first and therefore highlighted on these machines?
I think every county does a lottery, and they pick to see who's going to be first on the ballot, and the Democrats were selected to be first on the ballot in DuPage.
After that first, though, vote, say, for president, so I touched the screen, I voted for whoever I'm going to vote for. Dick Durbin would be the next one on that, or the U.S. Senate. Would then Durbin's name be highlighted after I voted for president?
Yes.
Yeah. So each,
yes, it'll read the office, so it'll say United States Senate, and then it'll highlight, it'll go to the first name, it highlights it in red, highlight. And it just doesn't say anything. I mean, you can't hear it because you don't have headphones on. It just highlights it and sits there.
Okay,
so we think that's kind of an unfair advantage.
How is that an unfair advantage, though? I get your point, but just walk me through that.
Well, subliminally, I mean, you're sitting there, you're looking at the screen, you're taking some time, and all of a sudden the screen goes down and highlights a name. I mean, for people who maybe aren't, you know, versed in who's running for every office, you're thinking, okay, well, oh, it's highlighted here. I'll just, you know, push the X. It doesn't vote for you, but you got to still push the button to make the X in the screen.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, just think about that for a moment, because it almost doesn't matter what I'm about to argue. I mean, if it's subliminal, if it's highlighting, then it seems to me like that's not fair. But I don't suppose anybody that wants to vote for Donald Trump is going to see Joe Biden's name highlighted and vote for Joe Biden, right?
I don't know. Well, probably not. I mean, you got to worry about, I mean, if your Republicans are going through it and you know who you're voting for, yeah, I mean, you're talking about, you know, majority of DuPage County. I mean, a good percentage, over 40%, is independent now, that they lean that way, and that's what they tell people. So, I mean, we just think it's, you know, we want a fair process, and we don't understand why, for the first time, that the machines have done this.
Well, I think you answered that question, though, right? You said that they need to be ADA compliant. That's how these machines work, and that it's the luck of the draw, evidently, huh, that the Democrats are first on the ballot this time. Were it the other way around, I don't know that you would be complaining.
Right. Well, I mean, we had the same issue 2 years ago where we had people come to the, I'm a county board member also, came to the county board and said we were trying to steal elections because there was some kind of glitch in the software. I mean, again, we didn't highlight it. It just said for some reason it selected somebody. I mean, we're looking at if we want everybody, it doesn't matter what party you are, we want fair and equal elections. And we think by this gives just somewhat of an unfair advantage when you walk into the polling places. I mean, obviously, we can't ask them to remove every machine. We just wanted them to alert the voters that this is happening and be aware of it.
Yeah, I wonder what the fix could be now. I wonder what the fix could be, right? Like, it is what it is.
Right.
So you put up a sign, or what do you want them to do?
Well, they did. I mean, I went down to the clerk's office with some elected officials on Friday, and they have put some stickers on the machines that alerting the people. They have some signage. We want them to do a press release just to let the people know. I mean, obviously, trying to shut down every early voting location, I don't think is feasible. And you know, at this point, and I don't think anyone's going to say we've had over 100,000 people already vote in DuPage on these machines that, you know, that would be a fair process. No one's going to throw those votes out. So we just want the voters to be aware that this is happening.
A video I'm reading from the Daily Herald, a video showing the touch screen operation, and I guess this is the video I saw, was posted on the Illinois Republican Party's YouTube page Saturday under the title DuPage Voter Fraud Alert. Do you think that's voter fraud, what we're looking at?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the Illinois Republican Party didn't talk to us locally about it. Like I said, we have worked with the clerk's office to get this, you know, under control. I know they've got some remedies. They're talking about possibly not using these machines on election day. They'll only put, one or two of them in each polling location instead of the five that they were going to put in for the ADA requirements and use the paper ballots.
I suppose it might aid people just because sometimes we all make mistakes, right? Like you voted for the wrong person or you skipped a vote and you meant to vote for that judge or that office and you just didn't fill it out right. People make mistakes all the time.
Right.
But if the Democrats are highlighted first on every single option, it seems to be that it minimizes the opportunity to err on their side and maybe it's easier to err on your side. I understand that concern.
Right. And again, we asked them if they could slow this down. They said no, you know, not. I mean, it basically reads the name. You can't hear it. It will say county auditor, and then it goes immediately to that first position. We thought maybe they could slow it down a little bit. They said, unfortunately, there's almost 1,100 different ballot styles in DuPage County with different races. So to try to reprogram these, it wasn't possible.
Let's pause for just a minute. Come back. Just give me one more minute of your time. Jim Zay, DuPage County GOP chair, DuPage GOP chairman. Which way does DuPage go on these races? Answer that in a minute. We're talking to the GOP chairman for DuPage County, Jim Zay. When you're voting in DuPage County, and that's a lot of you, you'll notice that on the touch screens for each item on the ballot, the Democrat is highlighted in red. That's to make these machines ADA compliant. If you're watching and listening on the headphones, it makes it more certain, more visible, more audible for you what you're actually voting on. But most people don't need that, and yet there they are watching the Democrat highlighted each time they go to another item on the ballot. And the Republicans don't like that in DuPage County. Jim, they don't do that in other counties? Or you referenced this a moment ago. My understanding is other counties don't do it this way, right?
Oh, we've checked with some other counties. No, they've got other. Each county has their own individual clerk and election commission that they run things differently. I mean, this is the first time we've seen it in DuPage. They say it's because they've bought new poll books. It used to be a three-stage process. Now it's a one-stage process. That's why they've changed it. So, again, if it confuses a certain amount of voters, like you said, I mean, there's, 645,000 registered voters in DuPage County. A lot of these races are going to be tight where we've had people win or lose by, several hundred votes. A small percentage, if people are confused, that concerns us.
I wonder if these machines are going to be in place in the future. I mean, if this is ADA compliant and you guys are ahead of the curve relative to the machines, then we need to find a way to adjust that.
Well, unfortunately, because DuPage is such a large county, these are a little older machines.
Oh, these are the older machines.
These are older machines. They're still working. But, the process of getting new machines, they've given us a price tag of $20 million to get new voting machines, which is a huge increase, obviously, during these times, during pandemic. You know, we just didn't have the money this time to do it, and we're hoping to get some, the clerk would get some grants and some federal aid and some local state aid to make those changes.
John Williams, Cook County is the same, says this texter. Why isn't President Trump's name first? Not everyone's a Democrat in Illinois. This isn't fair. I wonder what the best way to list names on the ballot would be. You could do it alphabetically. You could do it whoever files first. Do you have a thought about that, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, it's an odd process. I mean, I went down for the drawing, and there were two ping pong balls in a box, and somebody picked out the number, and the number was whatever number was number two, and that said Democrat, so they went on. So, yeah, there probably should be a little better process of who's getting on the ballot and to make it fair.
Yeah, sort of like home and away games for the World Series. So maybe next year you guys, regardless of which way the ping pong ball bounces, should be first on the list, or in 2 years or 4 years, whatever. Okay, so no immediate remedy. You've asked them to put signs up. Is there anything else you're asking them to do, or right now you're just going to take your lumps?
Well, I mean, that's what we have to do. I know they've tried to mediate this, and they've put the stickers on the machines. They put signs up. You know, getting it out to the people to let them know is our main thing, and we wish they would do a press release and acknowledge there's this issue and get it out there to the people and let the voters know so they're not surprised when they go to the polls and early vote.
Which way did DuPage go in 2016? Did they vote for Hillary or President Trump?
They voted for Hillary.
Wow. I'm sorry for your loss. And Jim, what do you think is going to happen this time then?
Well, I mean, again, I mean, locally, I mean, the president, you know, obviously has his issues in Illinois. And then locally, we have, many good candidates running. We don't have unfortunately, we get lumped in with Chicago and get the media barrage from the Democratic Party, you know, just hammering our candidates. And that does have a trickle-down effect on the local races.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, there's not much down-ballot help for you on the top of the ticket. Do you think your county will regard it any differently than other parts of the metro, the graduated income tax ballot initiative?
Well, I know there's been a lot of talk, a lot of effort on that. And again, we've got, a good county. We're the second largest county. And I think our voters are very, acknowledge and, they do their homework on a lot of the issues. So hopefully they're doing their work and they know that, the Republican Party is not for this fair tax increase.
It's not for it. Yeah. Yeah. That's
is there really a fair tax? I don't know.
They sort of hijacked that word on you, didn't they? They call it a fair. It doesn't say the word fair tax on the ballot. It doesn't say fair tax on literature from the Secretary of State's office. That's what we know it as. But I'll make a prediction for you, Jim. I'm not telling people how to vote. I'm not telling them how I did vote. I don't think that's going to pass. Do you?
Well, it's a high threshold. I mean, 60% is a lot. So, I mean, it is a big number. And I mean, obviously, we're not working towards it in DuPage County as a Republican Party.
I'll give you one more. I don't think it's going to get 51%. What do you think of that?
Oh, I hope so.
Jim, it's good to talk to you. Good luck to you guys. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.